Luke glanced over at Gabe Pendleton, who looked pretty tense.
Is this fixing to be trouble?
Don't know. See that lean fellow with the sandy hair behind the buggy?
Yep, I see him.
That's Vern Finn. You know the name?
Vaguely. He's a gunman, isn't he?
Hired killer. He's a back shooter and a bushwhacker, but the law's never been able to prove it. All of his face-to-face killings have come in fair fights. He's fast enough to have lived this long.
Actually, Vern Finn was a rather mild-looking hombre. But that didn't mean anything. Some of the most dangerous men Luke had come across in his career as a bounty hunter hadn't looked all that threatening.
If you want to, drift on into the barn. You'll be safe enough there if any trouble starts.
I never said I was worried about it. Just curious, that's all. Reckon I'm fine where I am.
All right. Don't say I didn't warn you.
What are you doing here, Mr. Elston?
That's not a very friendly greeting, Mrs. McCrae.
He was in his 40s, with a beefy face and short grizzled hair under his hat.
It wasn't intended to be. Actually, though, I'm glad you're here.
Oh? Why's that?
You can take the body of one of your rustlers to the Undertaker and save my men the trouble of having to do it.
Luke had seen the glances the horsemen had thrown toward the corpse and taken note of the way some of them stiffened in their saddles. That told him they recognized the horse or the dead man or both. That was all the proof he needed that the rustlers had been working for Elston, although it was hardly the sort of evidence that would stand up in a court of law.
I don't know what you're talking about. I came over to pay a friendly visit, not to be accused of something.
Since when are we friends?
We're neighbors.
That doesn't make us friends.
Blasted woman, you've got me all wrong. You act like I'm trying to cause trouble for you, when all I wanted to do was make sure you're all right over here. It hasn't been that long since you lost poor Sam.
I'll thank you not to mention my husband.
Sam and I were friends, too.
That's funny. There you go again with that friend business. I never heard my husband refer to you as anything except a no-good range hog.
That's just about damn well enough from a gold digger.
You'd better think long and hard about what you're going to say next, Carter.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you're acting like you're fast on the draw, cow nurse. If you think you can beat me, you're welcome to try your luck.
I don't have to outdraw you. There are a dozen rifles trained on the whole sorry lot of you right now.
Luke had spotted 4 or 5 rifle barrels poking from the barn and the bunkhouse. Maybe Pendleton was bluffing about there being a dozen, or maybe Luke just couldn't see them from where he was. Either way, the tension in the air ratcheted up a few notches.
Whoa, whoa, Carter, stop it! Back off, you hear me? Now!
If bullets started to fly, Elston knew he'd be right in the middle of them. Clearly, Carter didn't appreciate being ordered around like that, nor did he like the idea of backing off from the confrontation with Pendleton. But he rode for the lazy EO brand, and Harry Elston was the boss.
Another day.
You call it.
If you don't have any real business here, Mr. Elston, I'll bid you good day.
Hold on a minute. What did you mean by accusing me of rustling that way? And who's that dead man?
Gabe, show his face.
Pendleton stepped over to the mount, took hold of its reins, and turned it so the dead man's head was toward the visitors. Grasping the corpse's hair, Pendleton lifted the head so the face was visible.
Oh, that's Dave Randall. I fired him last week, so whatever mischief he was up to today, you can hardly blame me for it.
I suppose the rest of your men will vouch for the fact that you fired Randall?
I don't see why not. That's the way it happened.
You can take the body to Painted Post anyway, since he used to work for you.
Curtly, Elston jerked his head toward the body. One of his men rode forward and took the reins from Pendleton, then led the horse as he went back to join the others.
Well, I'm sorry for the hard feelings between us, Mrs. McCrae. It doesn't have to be this way, you know.
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
Elston drove out of the yard. The other gunman followed Elston as he headed back northwest, presumably toward his ranch. The man who had taken charge of Randall's horse rode southeast toward Painted Post. Vern Finn was a little slower about turning his horse than the others were. As he lingered slightly, his hooded gaze studied Luke, seeming to appraise him. Obviously, Finn was curious about this newcomer to the McCrae Ranch. Luke returned the gunman's regard with a cool, level look of his own. After a moment, the corners of Finn's mouth quirked in an almost invisible smile. He lifted his left hand, touched a finger to the brim of his hat in a mocking salute, then wheeled his horse and rode after the others.
What was that about?
Just taking stock.
You sure you and Finn aren't acquainted?
I never laid eyes on the man until today.
Pendleton still looked a little doubtful, but he didn't press the issue.